Hello, everybody, and welcome. Radio. You're listening to the Leadership Focus, internet radio show geared to everyday leadership, both at work and throughout your life. Each week, we present you with new ideas and guests and actionable strategies to help you be an incredible leader with a more balanced life. I'm your host, Lisa Posbjerg, Executive Coach and CEO of Focus Coaching, a leadership coaching and training firm based in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Tonight, our topic is Live, Work, Detroit, Shining a Light on the City's Best. And our guests tonight are Jackie Mickstein and Jeanette Pierce. Jackie is currently a program manager at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, where she oversees college retention programs, partner relations, and labor market intelligence projects for the talent enhancement team. Prior to joining MEDEC, she worked at the former Michigan Department of Energy, Labor, and Economic Growth and was adjunct faculty at Western Michigan University. Born and raised in Michigan, Jackie earned both her bachelor's and master's degrees in communications from state schools. Jeanette Pierce is a lifelong Detroiter who grew up in the Morningside community on the east side of Detroit. The co-founder of Inside Detroit in 2006, she was honored by Crain's Detroit Business as one of the top 20 in their 20s in 2007. So we kind of have an idea how old she is. Awarded the Dave Bing Future Leader Award in 2010 and the Detroit Young Professional Vanguard Award in 2011. We are excited to have them here tonight and talking to us about what's going on with this great program in Detroit. Welcome, Jackie and Jeanette.
Thank you so much. We're excited to be here.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Glad to have you. So it seems that this program, there's been a lot of evolution of this program. I'd like you, if you could, to tell us a little bit about how Live, Work, and Detroit came to be, how it began, how it started, how it's evolved, and why as well. Who'd like to start?
I'll start.
Okay.
You know, we really started the Live, Work, Detroit program as a way to help slow brain drain. That's kind of been a good buzzword over the past couple of years. You know, we're really concerned about our educated young talent leaving the state because, you know, they have a perception that there's not enough opportunity here in Michigan. And, you know, during the recession, we had, you know, a lot of people leave the state. I mean, personally, I had several friends that left Michigan looking for opportunities outside of the state because they couldn't find a job. When Governor Snyder actually took office, he charged the MEDC with helping to try to stop this brain drain and keeping our young, talented, educated talent in the state. And so that's where Live Work Detroit was born. We actually had our first event in March of 2011 where we just really wanted to bring young people, literally busing them into the city from all over the state to show them what kinds of, you know, living, working, and kind of playing opportunities the city had to offer, and really just helped to change that perception that Michigan as a whole, but more importantly, the city of Detroit, is a dying community because there are so many amazing things happening there in the city and so many opportunities for young people. We just really wanted to bring people into the city so they could personally experience that and spread the word to their peers and then hopefully stay.
Wow. So I know from some of my clients and some of the young people I know, particularly the artsy young people, that there's really a great arts and cultural, particularly young arts and cultural music community, if you will, going on in Detroit, and that it's growing. I don't know that many people know that, as you said when you talked about the perception. What are some of the things, if I were to point somebody in the direction of participating in one of these bus tours, what are some of the things that you'd showcase?
Well, there are so many different things, and that's our main goal at DHIVE is to really showcase the living, working, playing options, and we do that all the time, which is why it's a perfect partnership with the MEDC to put these events on. And we actually have a checklist on our website where it lists the 135 bars and restaurants within the 1 square mile of downtown Detroit, not counting the Jimmy John's or McDonald's or those kind of places. An additional 117 in the surrounding districts, Corktown, Midtown, New Center, Eastern Market, all which are just growing like crazy with residential and new shops and restaurants and art and cultural institutions. So some of the highlights, you know, you start with some of the things that have been around a long time that we're always surprised people have never, a lot of people have never been to or seen, like the Guardian Building, which is one of the most beautiful buildings in the country. You walk in and it's literally jaw-dropping. And within that, you have two really great creative businesses, Pure Detroit and the Roland Cafe. And that is definitely a number one stop that we take people to. And then we start telling the stories of the other smaller places throughout the city. You have venues like Cliff Bell's, which is a 1935 jazz club that reopened 8 years ago. And literally you step back into time. Triple barrel vaulted gold leaf ceiling, hand-carved bar, amazing music throughout the week, and national and local acts coming in. And then Corktown has... I mean, literally every week we seem to be adding something to that list with new restaurants and bars like the Sugar House, which is craft cocktails, or Astro Cafe, or the Green Dot, which is a new restaurant that is packed all the time. And these are all young entrepreneurs that are starting these businesses and just adding to the vibrancy of a pretty exciting downtown already.
Sounds great. I think I saw Chris Bell's on that Under the Radar show.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
So cool. Yeah.
Yep.
And it sounded like good food, good things to drink, as well as all this fabulous live music.
And it's been used in a lot of movies that have been filmed lately. And then the story behind all of these. So there's all these great places, but when you actually hear the story, like Paul Howard, who was in his early 30s and wanted to renovate this. I mean, it had been vacant for 35 years, and it was falling down around him when he walked through it the first time. And literally he put his own blood, sweat, and tears into bringing it back and making it one of the coolest destinations in the entire state.
It looked incredibly cool. Yeah, the lighting was great. You know, it just looked like an intimate setting to hear music and interact with people and be.
Definitely.
Yeah, nice. What were you going to say? There was another comment.
Yeah. I was just going to mention, you know, Jeanette mentioned the checklist of, you know, all the different restaurants that are in Detroit. And they can find that on their website at dehivedetroit.org. But, you know, it's really amazing. You know, I'm you know, relatively close to the age of the demographic we're plugging, and I just think it's so exciting to see, you know, all the different, you know, fun eateries that are in Detroit. I mean, kind of the foodie culture has really caught on, and Detroit has that nailed. I've made it my, like, personal mission to get through as many of those restaurants on that checklist as possible. I've only gotten to about maybe 10 of them, so I still have a lot of work to do, but, you know, I think especially kind of the millennial generation that we're targeting, I mean, that foodie culture is such an attraction for Detroit.
Oh, sure. Interesting places that are not chain.
Exactly. That is one of the things that sets Detroit apart also, is that lots of cities have lots of restaurants and bars and things to do, but almost all of ours, of that 135, are locally owned and operated. And you get a better quality food, honestly, when the owner's in the kitchen or behind the bar, and you also get a sense of community. I live downtown, so I actually got rid of my car a year ago, and I've been living downtown, though, for 10 years. But I walk everywhere I go. I can walk to all those restaurants, walk to the theater, walk to baseball games, and I really am getting all the great things that you have that a big city can offer. But I also know my neighbors, and I know the owners of the shops and restaurants. And that's Detroit's greatest asset, is that combination of the big city and, you know, sense of community at the same time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. People are missing that, too. I mean, some of these people have grown up in suburbs where they never really had it. No,
right.
There wasn't a sense of community. And it's great to have that pulling us back. I think we can all benefit from that. Now, Dehive, it's D as in Detroit, and
yeah,
then the D in Detroit. T tell me more about DHIVE. What is DHIVE and how does that work?
Yeah, DHIVE is a nonprofit, and if you think, take it, Detroit Hive, that's basically what we are. We are the hub of resources, connections, and tools to help people live, work, and engage in Detroit. So what does that mean? That means that we have information on our places to live. We have connections to job. We have small business classes. We have a really great welcome center space right in the center of downtown Detroit where people can walk in and chat with others about any of the questions that they might have, whether they've been here a day or a lifetime. And we do really interactive tours that tell the story behind all of these places. So it's not just enough to know the fact. It's about telling that, you know, giving people that perspective of what it's like from an insider's point of view. And that's where we really get the jump on a lot. You know, it's not a traditional tour, I guess. I almost hate using the word tour because it doesn't really define what we do. It's about showing people and introducing them to the community.
It sounds like mobile exploration rather than a tour.
Yeah, maybe we'll use that one. That is definitely, you know, it's kind of like a friend for rent.
Yeah,
you go visit a friend in another town, and they take you to their place, and they introduce you to someone. Well, DHIVE,
Show you all the cool places. I love this little place. The people who own it are so sweet. Yeah.
We're everybody's friend at DHIVE. So
come
to us, and we will make sure you find whatever you're looking for in Detroit. And it's different. Some people like art. Some people want sports. Some people want to buy a house. Some people want to rent. And, you know, we have the whole spectrum covered. And it's all from a passion of ours, too, because living here, I would say I love Detroit, but it loves me back. And it's been a very exciting 10 years, and I think the next 10 years are going to be even more exciting.
It's so good to hear. I'm excited just to hear your vision. It's really good to hear. So you said it's in downtown. Where exactly is DHIVE? Can you?
Yep, we are at 1253 Woodward, one block north of Campus Martius Park, across from where Hudson's used to be. If you have some listeners that remember that, we're actually
in the
old Woolworth space. And, you know, people think that it's just for newcomers, but that is not the case at all. As you mentioned, there's all these things going on, and even if you've lived here your whole life, sometimes you don't know know about them. And so partly because of our car culture and the freeways, it's really easy to drive in, drive out, go to the same three places because you just don't know about all the other places that are out there. And when locals come and see Detroit through our eyes, they're just completely blown away. It's like they're seeing a city for the very first time. And that's why we really like to reach out to these college students who think that maybe because they've been to a baseball game or theater in the city that they know Detroit, and that's not actually the case. So when they come on tours or participate in Live Work Detroit events, they're also seeing Detroit like they've never seen it before.
I guess. Well, so many times, if somebody comes down to Detroit from outside, they're going to some place like the stadium or Cobo or the Fox or the casino, so that they're just parking in a ramp and going into the building and then coming back out into the ramp and then driving home rather than moving around in the city and seeing some of the much more interesting things.
Well, and that's starting to change a lot, too, because, there's a lot more people working downtown. We've had, 7,000 new employees in the Central Business District in the last 18 months, and more and more are living downtown, and more there's a buzz. I mean, this isn't just locally that people are starting talking about Detroit. We get calls from international newspapers and, the New York Times is writing about Detroit, the L.A. Times. So this isn't just, locally that we think there's a buzz. We can't keep up with the amount of interest there is. So it's starting, that conversation's starting to change, and people are starting to explore more. And definitely the younger generation who might not have the perceptions of the past and who are looking for fun new things and are finding them in Detroit.
Yeah. New territory, great prices, opportunities everywhere, too, for entrepreneurs and people who want to renovate. So exciting.
Yep.
So tell me about some of the numbers. You said you've been bringing college students down. I think I read about some college mentors, or tell me how that part works, and what kind of numbers of people have been through this program and what their response has been.
Sure. Yeah, we've been very happy with the success of this program. Since we had our first event in March of 2011, we brought in a little over 2,400 college students and participants. And actually, after our last event that we had in January, we actually sold it out a week before the event. So it's probably closer to about 2,700 college students and young professionals have participated in the program. And that's through about 10 events we've held so far, and we still have two more planned for this academic year. So we're very excited to bring even more students into the city. And you know, the program itself, it's not just about the events, bringing them in for the one day. We wanted to have kind of more of a lasting impression and have students bring the conversation about Detroit back to their campuses. So about a year ago, we actually started the Live Work Detroit Student Ambassador Program, where we actually have students on 19 different campuses across Michigan and some out of state. We're growing. But we actually have them on campus through, you know, their student-run organizations helping to promote Detroit and helping to spread the message that Detroit is a city with a lot of opportunities. And they, you know, go into classrooms and talk to their peers about Detroit and help promote our events. Some of them have held road shows that they've helped to plan, that the students themselves have helped to plan, where we actually bring like little tastes of Detroit to the students and to the campuses, where we can bring speakers from the city in, and sometimes even bring food from Detroit in and help expose them to some of the really cool things that are going on there. And so I think right now we have just shy of 90 student ambassadors that are actively promoting the city. Yes, it's amazing. And, you know, these are such great, amazing young people. I've been so impressed working with them, that are just so passionate about Detroit. And some of them, they didn't grow up in Detroit. You know, they've kind of caught the Detroit bug, I guess, and are just so excited about what's going on here, and just want to help promote it to their peers. And so we're excited to continue to grow that program, and always looking for more student ambassadors and faculty ambassadors too. So, you know, having the teachers and the professors and career services people, and just anybody else who, you know, wants to help spread the message about what's going on in Detroit, you know, we're excited to help promote what's going on here, because it's pretty amazing.
Nice. Well, these student ambassadors, are they volunteers? Is it a paid position? Is it an internship? How does it work?
Well, it's kind of a little bit of both.
Okay.
Overall, they're all volunteer basis. You know, they come to us and volunteer to be a student ambassador and volunteer their time. But actually, we select student leaders for each campus, and those student leaders on each campus actually do get internship status for the state of Michigan. So they get a little bit of a resume builder, they get a little bit of professional development, but also giving back to the Detroit community at the same time.
Nice. Win-win. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So big numbers. Lots of people. I don't know if you're familiar with, long ago history, and certainly still my licensure, I'm a social worker, and I'm a member of NASW, and they were doing, have been doing, tours of Detroit as social work credit, as CEs, and about different parts of the history and the architecture and the art and just all kinds of things, the history of the human services and cultural stuff. It's really interesting because they're getting people who are obviously older, but they're getting people from all over the state to take these fun ways to get CEUs and to actually get exposed to this is what Detroit has to offer that I'm sure they didn't know before. So it fits so nicely with what you're doing.
It really does, and there's no group that couldn't benefit from exploring and learning more or coming on a tour of Detroit. I mean, we jokingly say at DHI that, you know, who's your target audience? And the answer is people that don't know enough about Detroit, which is everybody, which is lifelong
right.
Detroiters, which are, you know, all ages and all groups, right? And because there's so much here, if you're an art history professor at a school, a university, you could bring a class down and we could talk about art history. Urban planning students, you can imagine that that group is extremely interested. But we also have book clubs from the suburbs that, or, you know, singles groups. I mean, we do strolling suppers and bar tours, and we also can deep dive into the history and the community and the culture. So I think that everybody listening to the program should come on a tour or at least make it a point to explore something in Detroit that maybe they that they didn't know before, and I guarantee you it will enrich your life.
So how would they do that if they wanted to come on a tour? What would be the most efficient way for them to do that?
Sure. Well, we have at DHIVE have free tours every week that people, like, you know, individuals can sign up for, walking and people mover in the winter, of course, and then also monthly free bus tours, and that's at our website, dhivedetroit.org. But we also mostly just customize. You just call us, email us, contact us through the website, and you say, I have this group. This is what we're kind of looking for. We want to do something fun, and we'll go, okay, great, we'll do a strolling supper. Oh, I have a class that really wants it to be educational. Okay, great, we'll customize it towards your group. Second graders, third graders are taking Michigan history, right? Where does Michigan history start? It really starts in Detroit, right? And then senior citizen groups. So we just contact us would be the answer at dhivedetroit.org, and we can put together a customized experience for whatever group and whatever need you're looking for.
Nice. And, of course, if you fall into the young professional or college student demographic, although, you know, we certainly kind of invite anybody looking to work and live in Detroit to come, but, you know, the easiest thing would be to attend one of our Live Work Detroit events, because, you know, in general, every one of them includes a tour of the city and kind of some of those behind-the-scenes looks, but also opportunities to actually network with some of the area employers, too, because, you know, really, you know, we absolutely want people to find out more about Detroit and to come live here, but, you know, connecting them with employers and helping them, you know, find jobs here is obviously a key goal of ours.
Good, good. And I want to come back to those events so we can talk about those a little bit in a few minutes. One of the questions that I have for you, and I guess I should kind of give you my background too, is I have great fondness and have had continuing hope and dreams for Detroit for a long, long time. I was one of probably the earlier Leadership Detroit participants.
Oh, great.
As the CEO, president and CEO of a local nonprofit. And I worked in Detroit and knew the neighborhoods and really learned to appreciate through all of those things, lots of things about the city. And it's not that I know everything about it, but I'm just so excited to see. I want to see this critical mass, if you will, of good stuff happening so more and more people it accelerates that are willing to live there and want to live there and businesses are able to thrive and, of course, then city services come along with that. So I'm very excited about that. But one of the things that I've heard recently is that there's actually a kind of a dearth of housing now for people in Detroit, for rental housing, that's been tricky. And I don't know if that's your experience or that's true, or maybe you can speak to that a little bit.
Yeah, well, one of the things, again, we do at DHIVE is help people with residential because there is demand is so high that it's not like we're trying to convince, sure, we like to inform people, but we're literally trying to help match them because there's such a high demand and so little available for rental in greater downtown. For example, the Broderick Tower, which had sat vacant for 30 years, reopened November 1st with 127 units and was filled the first week it opened. So they literally
That's a good sign. Boy.
It is. And everywhere from $700 a month all the way up to the penthouse for $5,000 a month. So it's a big spectrum of price points. But that's definitely one of those things is that the demand is high. And so now we're starting to see more development come because of that. And that's really exciting. It's very exciting.
Yeah, that is really exciting. So are you typically able to help people find something if they're patient and persistent and they want to live in Detroit?
Yeah. I mean, again, we're not in real estate, but we connect them. We're, like, again, everyone's friends.
Right.
So we hear about a place opening that might not have a website. It might not have, you know, being posted online, but we heard about it. And so we put that out on our Twitter and our website. And so as soon as we hear about something, and we also have a dedicated person on site to meet with and chat with everybody who's interested and then keep their eye out for them. And also maybe if it's really full in the downtown area, we can educate them about what's happening in Southwest Detroit where there might be some availability.
Sure.
Or some other neighborhoods as well. So
sure.
There's a lot of, and that's what we're working on, but we hope we can help. We help as many people as we can.
That's good. That's good. There should be some opportunities for people to invest in rehab real estate down there.
Yeah, that's happening more and more, too.
That's good. That's good. So tell me, let's talk about, I know you have, it sounds like more than one upcoming event, so let's talk about those a little bit so we can find out what those are and people can know if that's something that they'd like to get involved with.
Yeah, so we have the next event is February 22nd, and that's a Friday, and it's a little bit different than the other Live Work Detroit events that we've had in the past, because this one is geared towards entrepreneurs. So we have, it's called Live Work Launch Detroit, and we're having buses that will bring people in from all the different campuses. We'll have Ann Arbor bus, a Lansing bus, a Central Michigan bus, and also people will be able to drive themselves locally. And they, as part of it, there's even a pitch competition that people can sign up for. The deadline for that is actually on Monday. But if they can win a $10,000 cash prize, which is very exciting. So it's going to be at the Taubman Center for Design Education in New Center. And there'll be a resource fair where all these different people that have offer resources to entrepreneurs will be able to connect with each other and with the attendees. Then there'll be the pitch competition. So finalists will be chosen to have a 3-minute pitch, and then a winner will be chosen to win the $10,000 prize. And then we're going on a really fun strolling supper of great restaurants in Detroit that are also owned and operated by entrepreneurs. And so it's going to be a big, fun event. It's only $10 to go if you register by next week, and $15 if you don't. So, I mean, it's a great deal and a great way to make connections and explore Detroit at the same time.
Good, good. And we've just got a couple minutes here. You said there was another event in March as well?
Yep. So March 23rd is the next event. Yep. And all of this information is on the Michigan Talent, mitalent.org, under Live Work Detroit. And March 23rd is a more traditional event where instead of entrepreneurial resources, we're having an employer fair. So there's 20 to 30 employers that you can network with, and we do tours, and we go into lofts and shops and have dinner and speakers, and again, just the whole day. And that one's on a Saturday, so if Friday doesn't work for you, then perhaps Saturday, March 23rd would.
Sounds super fun. So again, can you repeat the website so people that are trying to get it can get to it, and then, of course, I'm sure they can find this information in detail there.
Sure. It's mitalent.org. /Live Work Detroit. Or there's a lot of also resources on the mitalent.org site that people can peruse as well. And then also we have dehivedetroit.org, which has a lot of information, including Live Work Detroit information as well.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. We need to end, but I will put those on my website as well, so we've got a couple places that people can find them. Thank you so much, Jeanette and Jackie. This has been great.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Lisa.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you for joining us tonight on the Leadership Focus, the show which gives you new ideas, interesting guests, and actionable strategies to help you be an incredible leader with a more balanced life. Hope that you've enjoyed the show. If you have, please go to blogtalkradio.com and click on Send Reminder. Send yourself an alert by phone or email to your show. Check out our blog and support tips and strategies you can use. Go to focuscoaching.net. Again, that's focuscoaching.net on the web. Until next time, this is your host, Lisa Pasbjerg, urging you to be a better leader every day.